A few generations ago, the big social phobia was that Big Brother might be watching us, as was depicted in George Orwell's book, 1984. Today, it is even easier for folks to get their hands on up-to-date information about where we are, what we are doing, what we value, and how healthy we are. As a result, Big Brother doesn't have to watch us anymore. Thanks to social media, online buying, and wall-to-wall technology, we volunteer our life stories cheerfully and store it all in the cloud. Despite the fact that most of what we do is really too boring to mention. However, what captures God's undivided attention, according to a sage, is injustice against the poor and the powerless. When the helpless ones cry out, God is listening. The prayers of the oppressed pierces the clouds and does not rest until it reaches its goal. In today's gospel, Jesus relates a story of conflict between the hero and the villain, the good guy and the bad guys, the protagonist and the antagonist, between Jesus and the Pharisees. To those who trust in themselves and regard others with contempt, Jesus narrates this confrontational an insulting parable about two men, the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee has become a symbol of a person who thinks of himself. I am better than those other people who are riffraff and detestable and contemptible. I am better than those ladies of the streets, those bums sleeping on benches, in doorways, or behind buildings, those addicts on booze and drugs, those welfare folks in the grocery store, online in front of me, those losers who have failed in their marriages, those prisoners who spent time in jail. You know, those detestable people whom I can't call detestable in public because it ain't politically correct. Remember, this righteous Pharisee prayed, "Oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector." On the other hand, there was this tax collector, hated by most, standing far off in the distance, representing the riffraff and detestable and contemptible of society. Such people said to themselves, "God, please, be merciful to me. I am such a lousy human being. I am a sinner. God, please be merciful to me, a sinner." The boastful, pompous prig of a Pharisee went home after his prayers, feeling justified and good in his own eyes. The other poor soul was still down on his knees, still begging, still pleading with God for mercy toward his sinful life. Lest we forget, Jesus said, "The person who exalts himself will be humbled. The person who humbles himself will be exalted." On the other hand, Mother Teresa and her life and legend is recognized the world over because of her selflessness and humility. Mother Teresa, her name is exalted above all other names on earth because she embodies the opposite of being selfish, self-promotion, and hypocrisy. She was totally selfless in her giving to others, and in some measure, we want to be like her. Mother Teresa embodied the attitude of the tax collector. She was humble and contrite. She knew that she was a sinner who needed forgiveness and grace. She did not look down on the lepers of the world, but reached out to them in love. The lepers of the world were her fellow brothers and sisters. Jesus wants us to be like her, to have the heart of Mother Teresa, with deep penitence for our own sins and compassion for other people in their tragedies. Jesus wants us to have the heart and the attitude of the tax collector, to be humble, to be honest in our self-assessment of our sinfulness. Jesus wants us to come to him on a daily basis and ask for forgiveness for the multitude of our sins that we never escape. Jesus does not want us feeling inside our secret hearts that our sinfulness is not as bad as someone else's sinfulness. At the heart of this parable is the tax collector and his deep-seated awareness that he was a flawed sinner in need of the mercy and forgiveness of God. We never outgrow that. Throughout our whole lives, we have this inherent consciousness that we are sinful and imperfect people who need God's grace and mercy as a gift. And because of this subconscious mindfulness that we are deeply flawed human beings, how can we honestly look down our spiritual noses at other people and secretly confess, "I thank God that I am not like." An Indian sage named Narada was a devotee of God and thought that no one loved God more than he. His self-righteousness began to lead him towards pride and arrogance. The Lord, reading his heart, sent Narada to a town on the banks of the Ganges River to a disciple of the Lord who lives there. The Lord said, "Living with him will do you good." Narada traveled there and found a farmer who rose early in the morning and prayed. But the farmer pronounced the name of God only once. Then he went to his plow and went out to his fields where he worked the whole day. Just before he fell asleep at night, he pronounced the name of God once again. Narada thought to himself, "How can this farmer be a follower of God? He only prayed twice a day and then got himself immersed in his worldly occupation." When Narada voiced his opinion to God, the Lord said to him, "Fill a bowl to the brim with milk and walk all around the city. Then come back without spilling a drop." Narada did as he was told and returned. The Lord asked him, "How many times did you remember me in the course of your walk around the city?" "Not once," replied Narada. "How could I, when you commanded me to watch that bowl of milk and not to spill a drop?" The Lord said, "That bowl so absorbed your attention that you forgot me altogether. But look at that farmer who, though burdened with the cares of supporting a family, remembered me twice. The moral of the story: a halo has to fall only a few inches to become a noose. We must not look down on others. While they may be sinners, they are not beyond God's forgiveness. In the final analysis, the only thing that saves any of us will be God's forgiveness and not our pure lifestyle.